please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Welcome to the Shuem Soul Experience. My name is Stefan, I'm the host of the show. And this show always consists of two different parts, in which the second part is a shamanic ritual in which you're very much invited to share. And the purpose of this ritual is to pull your attention out of all your, let's say, inner involvement, all your involvement with your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings, your dreams, your wishes, all this internal turmoil, which, well, defines our life, so to speak. And this ritual is focused on pulling your attention out of there and lead it back towards the wide open space that you also are. Because if you would look right now, you could clearly see that you just exist. You also exist without thought, without feelings, without impressions. You just are. And within this being, all these things arise. So what you try to do in this ritual is try to get our preoccupation with all these things that arise within us, pull your attention away from there and lead it towards this state of being, which is very open, peaceful and harmonious. So that will balance you. So you don't have to change all the things, you just have to withdraw your attention. And this ritual we perform is specifically focused on that. And we make use of all sort of shamanic instruments because they can do something with your attention. These are not healing vibes or something like that. No, this is mainly to do with your attention. First of all, this is a broadcast, so if I would do it in silence, you would think of 1,000 different things instead of being focused. So I have to do something to get your attention. And the instruments I use is what I said in the last show. They're all focused on pulling your attention and doing something with your attention. For instance, the rattle shakes you loose from all these patterns and reorganizes your attention, so to speak. It puts it in a different line, so to speak. And that's the main idea behind this ritual. And once you're in this open space, you will see that you can deal much better with all the things that appear to you. And in accordance with this, I do a lot of these individual healings through internet. And many people ask me, how does that work, you know, because, well, it sounds a little bit ridiculous. Well, it works very simple. Because if you would look at a human being, you can clearly see that we, as human beings, exist, you could speak, in four ways. Yeah, we exist as matter. We exist as thought, as feeling, and as directional energy, the will or belief. Well, matter is very defined. Matter is solid in one place. If you look at thought, thought still has a lot of structure, but is already much more flexible. But still, your thoughts are your thoughts. Feelings is a very different thing. Feelings is more like water. You know, things flow over in each other. That's also, and these are very common things. Everybody experiences these things. You know when there's something with your kids. You know that in your heart, so to speak, in your feelings. Because you share within a feeling. You share a certain field of feeling. Or when you know when your partner hasn't been faithful, you feel it somehow, which means you share within this field. Another example, if you come into a space and it doesn't feel nice, very often you have these places, it don't feel nice. No, it's in feeling you can share. You still exist as being yourself, but you can experience things which are wider than just yourself. Well, that's exactly the field shamanism is working in. And feelings you have in very different levels. You can have superficial level of feelings, the sentimental, the emotional things. And you have very deep defining emotions. Because if you would look, if I look at clients, what I mainly see is, let's call it an attitude. People made an attitude. It doesn't have to be a disturbing attitude. No, but people have an attitude. And why do they have an attitude? Either a nice one or not a nice one. It's always to shield something off. And if you would look in yourself, you can clearly see that just about all of your programs that are running all day are all focused on avoiding a certain feeling deep within you. I think for human beings, or let's say most human beings anyway, you know, we have this sort of deep, very deep, 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 deep sort of pain inside of us, sadness inside of us. And we've learned an attitude to avoid feeling that. And that's your life attitude. So, for instance, when I teach healing to people, I first teach them the first things. Look at the life attitude. Look how does somebody deal with his or her life. And you can get lots of information out of that. Because once you see the attitude, you also know the client has the same attitudes towards you. He does have it against, or not against, but towards everybody. Because it's your life attitude. Well, this specific form of healing that I perform is focused on this very deep level of emotion. You could say very deep in the field of feelings. And in general, that's unconscious. The only thing you notice is the result, or the effect, or the consequence of things that are in your unconscious. If I look from a shamanic point of view, you could say that what we call the middle world, that's the daily world, we live the world you're sitting right now, that we call the middle world, there you experience the results of what is deep in the unconscious, or what we call the underworld. But that's unconscious. So what a shaman does, he opens his state of being, of being and feeling, and I try to feel very deep. I try to feel deeper than your pain. Yeah, and when I feel deeper than your pain, I can sort of embrace your pain. It sounds a bit silly, but it's something like that. And once I've embraced it, or let's say made rapport with it, connected with it, I raise my state. I'm already in a different state, and once I have, and from this wider state, I sort of embrace the problem, and I take over the problem. I take over this deep sadness, which is the motor behind just about everything you do in your life, by the way. And once this pain got transformed, you will see that your attitude towards life will become much more positive. And still, this attitude is part of you, because it's the expression of you. The only thing is, as long as you're stuck with this pain, it always has, you could say, a low form of expression. I always give this silly example. You have these people who have this sort of phobia that everything has to be lined out and organized and in a really fanatical way. Everything has to be ordered and organized. And, well, definitely that must be a drag on your life if you live like that, or living with somebody like that, because it's triggered from pain. He has to do it, otherwise his universe, he can't deal with his universe of perception. But once this pain is gone, this same quality of being so super organized becomes quality. First it's a drag, it's a bore in your life. But once this pain is gone, it's a quality. You are very good at that, because you've been doing that all your life. So you would like to have a person like that working in your warehouse, for instance. I just give a silly example. But I also know from my own experience, my own personal experience, that the things that were very disturbing in my life are a tool right now. You know, I always work with what you in general call these other worlds. Well, how do you think I got so good at that? Well, because I was always there, because out of pain, I didn't want to be here. And now a lot of these things got transformed and solved, and I can much more be here. And now, all this development in these other worlds, now it's an attitude, it's a contribution. I can use that. So that's it, because this tendency, my tendency, for instance, to be focused on the other worlds, that's part of being Stefan. That won't change, of course not. That's what makes me to me. The only thing is it the expression? It can be more triggered from pain and more open. So healing focuses not so much on repair, but on getting your involvement in a different way. Because you are the way you are. No? If you have brown hair, you won't get white hair after healing. No. So you stay who you are, but only within your own expression you can open up more. And then you will see that all these things that are bothering you now can become an asset. Just because the pain is gone. So in this form of healing, and it's a little bit different story what I tell you now than what's on my website. Because what's on my website is mainly what I teach to people. What I do myself, and that's of course after, you know, I've been doing this for over 20 years, is a very different story. But in essence, this form of healing always focuses on the deepest pain. And the deepest pain, in my opinion anyway, has to do with the fact that, as I said at the beginning of the broadcast, if you look inside yourself, you can see that you just are. And that's very undefined. It's just being. That's what they call spiritual being or whatever. It's just being, you know. It's what you are right now. But as a kid, I think you are just this being. But then you're in an environment with your parents and life circumstances, and everybody addresses you as if you are not just open being, but you are John. So I think this whole idea of personality and also hurt personality, yeah, so with traumas and things, has to do with the fact that your life circumstances on an early age, they treat you as if you are a person. For yourself, I don't think you experience yourself as a person. But the person gets created by the demands, and so to speak, of the outside. They call your name, they keep you, or they hold you responsible for things, they want you to do this, but it's all addressing as if there would be somebody. And the funny thing is, even now you can see that if you're in a quiet moment, that there is not really somebody like that. There is being, of course you are, it's obviously. But it's not this defining, this defined person. And life approaches you as if you were. And I think that's the main friction. Because once you're, first you are this open, innocent sort of existence. And in general, you get pushed into being a person by, you know, guilt, shame, pain, when they hurt your trust, I can't recall the name right now. So it's always, in my opinion anyway, the main pain is this pain from just being, and just being what you are, and that's good enough. That was in that moment good and harmonious and total. And through this outside pressure, you got to form a personality which will never really fit you, because you're not just this part they hold responsible or they address. So there's always this friction, and I think it's this main friction which is this, which is our deepest sadness. And when that gets solved, you know, you, and I say these things from experience, you much more can relax within your own being. And then all these things that were bothering you become tools instead of disturbances. And for a healing to take place, you don't have to be here. No, that's why internet is great. You don't even need internet. Just as I said before, in feelings, we are all connected. We're all connected. We're all one within this field, so to speak. So for the impact of the healing, you don't have to be here. You even don't have to know that I'm doing it. But of course, it will do something different with your, let's say, internal mind, you know, your considerations and stuff. If you're watching Love Boat, you know, or you're watching telly when I'm doing the healing, or when you lay down and you concentrate on that. Energetically, the same thing will happen, but on a more psychological level, on a more personal level, I think it's important that you have the feeling that it also happened. It has to happen, first of all, of course, it has to happen, otherwise nothing changes. And then you should have a psychological imprint of that happening. And that's why this internet is so convenient, because I do this live healing through internet, and people are listening to it, well, just like the ritual we do in a few minutes. And so you can relate to it. And all these things I do with these instruments and this whole energetic work has a very strong input on your psyche. And so you get the energetic impulse, and it pulls your psychological self, so to speak, into a wide open space, and in general people experience that. And these two things together make a very strong, in general, lasting imprint. And once you have this pain is solved, you will see that you get a different view on life. And when you look different at life, you will see that you will experience it different, and that other things come your way. As I said many times before, when I'm angry, I find everybody annoying. I will treat everybody like that. They will react to that. So when I would not be angry, I might have a totally different experience. As I said, if I am in love, I experience the same situation very, very different. So what you try to do is to pull people out of their identification with certain attitude. And once you get them out of this attitude, a wide open harmonious state unfolds within yourself. And you see that reflected. That's why I always say, well, you know, the effect of this sort of healing, if it happened, in general takes 6 weeks to 3 months to fully manifest. Because all these patterns you have are built on a certain view. And when you change that on a deep level, you could say all these patterns that are built on top of that, has to change in accordance to the new fundament. As I said many times before, the shamanic healing is a little bit like when you go to this, you know, this Italian tower, I think the Tower of Pisa or Pisa, I don't know how you say it in English, and it's a little bit out of angle. You know, it's not standing straight, it's leaning over to one side. So from my point of view, if you come for a healing, you experience your life as, you know, being a little bit out of course and just leaning a little bit towards something else, not the middle. And if you go to a therapist, he takes all the stones in the doors and the window frames that are this tower and try to rearrange them. And all these stones, frames and doors, etc., are your thought patterns, your feeling patterns, your behavioral patterns. But what a shaman does, he doesn't care about your patterns. He just goes to the fundament. And that is this very deep level within the unconscious. He just changes the fundament. Only the fundament. And everything built on the fundament will rearrange itself in accordance to the new balance. And you see that back. Many times, many people who don't feel happy also have a lot of bad luck. Well, all of a sudden they feel better. Their circumstances become better. They have this luck with money or a house or a job. Very often, it's remarkable to see. And that has to do with when you change this deep thing, everything built on top of that will change. And we find this a very effective way to deal with problems. It's a very effective way to help people. And by doing it through internet, you know, you make it of course, much more available for people. And you don't have to come to Spain in order to get a healing. You know, you can stay at home in your own house. And that makes it much more accessible. And, well, that's the sort of idea behind it. All right. Then I think it's about time I'm going to do the ritual. So please sit down in a comfortable way or lay down. Close your eyes because it's an inner experience. When you're browsing the internet or doing something else meanwhile, you might miss the point. So just sit down, lay down, close your eyes, and let this ritual take you to this peaceful place within yourself. To this being yourself on a deeper level. And you don't have to do anything special for that or to be special for that. Just relax and allow the ritual to take you there. And the ritual has silent parts, has parts in which I will make some sound on drums, etc. But all these things are focused on doing something with your attention. And in general, people find themselves back in a very nice, open, peaceful state at the end of the ritual. So I hope you do too. And I'm hoping that you're there again next week and have a very good time.
You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience. We would strongly advise you not to drive any vehicles while listening to this broadcast.
Thank you.
You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience. We would strongly advise you not to drive any vehicles while listening to this broadcast.